With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Karsh and Anderson program. What's up?
Getting my draft board ready here.
Yeah, we got a draft coming up today at 12:35. I've got three things on my draft board.
What? All right, mister, you know why we do mock drafts. Prepare for every scenario. Mm-hmm. And you're going into this draft with three selections, even though we only get three selections?
I hate this draft.
I love this draft.
I know you do. Draft. And look, I'm not expecting, when it comes to all things, well, I don't want to give away too much. We'll have a draft at 12:35. I'm going to ask for some clarifications. I mean,
I think there needs to be clarifications.
I think there definitely needs to be clarifications.
Okay. All right.
We're on the same page.
But I think, but I also think that we're all going to be in agreement that we can allow the clarifications.
We'll see.
Yeah, we shall see.
Mm-hmm. 12:35, we'll get to that. A lot of texts coming in here on the lines. And Sean McVay just said something, Gator. I know.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Just so people, Gator hates Sean McVay. Strongly dislikes Sean McVay.
Speaking of soups, oh, sorry.
We will get to that today at 12:24, what he just said.
Okay.
And maybe you'll like him now. Just saying. Maybe you'll like him.
Maybe not.
Well, I'm not counting on it, but I think it's possible. Here's some...
talking about the new Iron Maiden record?
He might be.
Well, then maybe I will.
Jeff writes in, Sam Howell is last season's Justin Herbert. Good year followed by an average year. Stock drops, but he's still a good quarterback.
Interesting.
The Willis hype is insane. Lance dominated against Division I competition. Willis was mediocre against his. That's the difference.
Yeah, Trey Lance's numbers were insane.
But, okay, he was an FCS quarterback. There is a difference. I mean, Malik Willis played a tougher schedule than Trey Lance.
Yes. But Trey Lance's numbers were, I mean,
yes,
eye-popping. Yep. How good, whatever they were, 37 touchdowns and one interception in his career, whatever it was.
Here's one that, I mean, thanks for this, the obvious. This ticket text comes in. There are so many other spots to evaluate. The quarterbacks ain't worth the draft capital this year.
You know, yeah, Holmes and them probably aren't even looking at quarterback or who's on the board or who's available. Why even evaluate them, huh?
I mean... obviously, there are other positions to evaluate.
There are other positions.
What?
We're perfectly aware of this. And so are the Lions.
Somebody might want to alert Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell.
Do you have his email, Doug?
I do. I've been asked not to give it out over the air anymore, though.
Should I do it?
No. But maybe I should forward this for the unnamed texter to his email about the fact that there's other spots to evaluate other than quarterback. Unnamed texter, I think wait till next year for the first round quarterback and hope we're high enough for Stroud or Bryce Young. I mean, look, we're talking about the possibility here that one of those guys is going to lose, are going to lose some of their draft capital. Like right now, it feels like they'll probably go, if I had to pick the top of next year's draft, it would be, in no particular order, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Will Anderson, right?
It sounds like a really good 1-3.
I mean, maybe and I could be think, convinced otherwise.
And I would think in that order, depending on you know how many teams need a quarterback.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you, if you had to go right now between Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, which quarterback would you take? Because to me, it's almost a no-brainer who I would rather have between those two.
Well, I would lean towards Bryce Young. I don't know if I'd call it a no-brainer.
With me, it would be the opposite. Because of what he did without Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave in the Rose Bowl, mm-hmm. he's just going to keep rolling.
I'm always leery of Pac-12 defenses.
Fair enough.
But Utah was one of the hottest teams in the country going into
Utah. People, actually was one of those teams that played defense.
Yeah, nobody wanted any part of Utah. Like people said, if this playoff was expanded, Utah would be a hot sleeper pick. And I was on board with that. And leading up to the Rose Bowl, I was on board with that. And then it dawned on me, Pac-12.
Yeah.
Don't trust Pac-12 teams.
Stroud's bigger too, isn't he?
Stroud's bigger than Bryce Young, I believe so, yeah. And Bryce Young's more elusive for what that's worth. I think it's an overvalued attribute of a quarterback. It's a valuable one, but I think it's overvalued by most people.
How difficult of a decision would it be if this were next year and the Lions had the second pick overall, and let's say for the sake of argument that whoever picks first, the quarterback, you still have a quarterback and Will Anderson to choose from.
How difficult would that be if I had a quarterback or Will
Anderson?
You had
a franchise quarterback.
I think
or
I'd
you've
have
got
to take the quarterback.
The most impressive pass rusher we've seen, just player we've seen since, I don't know, Miles Garrett or whatever.
Will Anderson would be great.
Man.
Yep. 248-539-9797. All right, you ready for the Sean McVay quote?
Yes.
All right. John Neo of the Detroit News, I think, is listening to a Sean McVay teleconference previewing their playoff game with Arizona. And John Neo tweets out the following. Lions fans, you'll be thrilled to know Rams coach Sean McVay says, you've won two playoff games since 1957. McVay, quote, I don't want to get in trouble, but the Dallas game that he had when he was in Detroit, he probably won that. You know that was out of his control, wasn't it? Sean McVay talking about Stafford not winning a playoff game, implying that Detroit deserve to win that game. You know that was out of his control, wasn't it?
You trying to put Gator in an uncomfortable position here?
Well, I mean, it doesn't make me uncomfortable at all. I just roll my eyes at it because, of course, he's going to defend his quarterback. He's going to say whatever he can to make his quarterback look better than he is.
Here's the
so
thing.
So he's going to go with that. And now, do I think the Lions got rooked against Dallas? Absolutely. I'm not the one who blows my top every time that game is mentioned. This guy seated across from me on the other side of
a
thin piece of plexiglass.
That game.
The COVID protector right here. This guy has a bigger problem with the outcome of that game.
They picked up the flag, Gator.
Picked up the flag.
On an obvious pass interference.
Yep.
And was it Dez Bryant with his helmet off, walked onto the field, which was flagged every time all year?
Yep.
Didn't get flagged?
Nope. That to me was the more egregious thing of all, is that you can debate whether or not it was interference. It was clearly interference. And they could pick that flag up. That's fine. But how you don't throw a flag on Dez Bryant, that's just procedure. You go ahead and do it. Oh, yeah, this guy came on the field, took his helmet off, and started bitching. Flag.
Blows
easy.
My mind.
Yeah. But Sean McVay saying...
Sean McVay saying that, to be fair, Stafford kind of has a playoff win because the Rams game was out of his control, wasn't it?
The Cowboys game.
Cowboys game. Sorry, yes. My bad. Playoff game.
No. No, Sean. Because as we point out every time this game is brought up, he did have an opportunity after that mishap.
He did, but if
and,
they...
You know,
if
the
they
offensive
score
line
there,
didn't do their job, but he also
he
didn't do
he didn't
his.
Do his job. But if they score there, who knows what happens? Especially if they score a touchdown there.
Are you on board with me now? You know, now you got to dislike Sean McVay.
I'm not disliking Sean McVay over that. I'm just getting upset about that damn game again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.